Your Honor, may I approach? Gretchen Winthrop fought to keep her tone neutral as she waited for the federal judge to respond to her request. Inside, however, she was raging. It never ended, the indignities that her clients were forced to suffer. The judge nodded and waved his fingers in an annoyed, make-it-quick way, and both she and the attorney for the government left their respective tables. The judge looked down from his desk, hand over the microphone that recorded the deportation proceedings of the Memphis Immigration Court. Your Honor, my client is ill. She has a fever of 102 degrees and can barely sit up. Judge Wilford raised an eyebrow and looked at Assistant U.S. Attorney Justin McQuiston.
It would seem Ms. Winthrop is correct. Why is the defendant in court sick? Your Honor, it is my understanding that...
Gretchen cut him off.
My client cannot possibly be expected to contribute to her own hearing without proper health care. I request a postponement until Ms. Fuentes can be treated properly.
The judge waved them back to their tables. A moment later, he spoke into the record.
The court grants defendant's request for a postponement pending proper medical treatment for Ms. Fuentes.
He banged the gavel, and Gretchen let out the first full breath in over a half hour. She sat down next to her client, Carla, a 56-year-old woman who'd crossed the southern border with her parents at the age of 17. Carla's parents had already been deported, and the court had denied her request to stay, even though she'd lived in the United States nearly all her life. But she had children now, and grandchildren, a boy and a girl, both under three, an American family who loved and needed her. Gretchen squeezed her hand.
It's going to be okay. A postponement is good. We're going to get you healed up, and I will bring you proper clothes and shoes.
Tears leaked down Carla's cheeks.
My babies, I will request a visitation.
Too quickly, deputies took her away through the door at the side of the courtroom, back to the detention facility where countless others waited their fate. People who came to the United States out of desperation and found the land of the free did not always live up to its ideals. The clerk called the next case as Gretchen shoved her files back into her bag. As she walked out, another lawyer waiting for another client took her place. An endless cycle of cruelty that tore parents from their children, wives from husbands, friends from friends. And for what reason? Because they weren't lucky enough to win the lottery of birth? Because they wanted a better life for the people they loved? Because they were too desperate to stand in the impossibly long line for legal entry while they watched celebrities and athletes and supermodels cut to the front of the line? Gretchen paused outside the courtroom and leaned against the wall, letting her overloaded bag fall to her feet. She closed her eyes and sucked in a deep breath. She'd been practicing as an immigration attorney for nearly 10 years, and it never got easier. If anything, it had gotten harder. When she'd started, she'd had the benefit of idealism, that naive hope that she could make a difference. Now, she knew better. The only thing that never changed was how hard certain Americans would fight to wall out the most vulnerable, who simply wanted a chance at a better life. Sometimes she wondered if she was doing any good at all. If maybe she'd be better off using her experience and expertise to push for better laws. But who was she kidding? She was never leaving Nashville, and the reasons had nothing to do with her career.